Step 3, charting your course, setting SMART goals. You have a vision. Now, let's turn it into something you can actually act on. I want to get healthier. I want to save more money. I want to be more present. These are wishes, not goals. And wishes don't have due dates. The difference between people who achieve their goals and people who just talk about them usually comes down to specificity. That's where the SMART framework comes in. Goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Let me show you how this works. Say your vision includes better health. Your initial goal is, I want to get in shape. That's vague. Let's sharpen it. Specific. I want to improve my cardiovascular fitness and strength. Measurable. I want to run a 5K and do 20 push-ups in a row. Achievable. Challenging but doable with consistent training. Relevant. Aligns with your vision of better health and energy. Time-bound. In 6 months. Now you have something concrete. In 6 months, I will run a 5K and do 20 consecutive push-ups. You know exactly what you're working toward, and you know exactly how you'll know when you've gotten there. The next step is breaking that goal down until each piece feels almost too small to matter. Monthly targets, weekly habits, daily actions. One push-up before breakfast might seem laughable, but that's the point. You're building the muscle of consistency, not trying to impress anyone. Take a moment now to think about your vision. Pick one piece of it. What's the SMART version of that goal?